you know if your measles vaccinations are up to date? Australia's chief medical officer is urging everyone to check their records and to make sure you get a jab if you're unsure about it, or get one if you haven't. It comes as Western Australia is grappling to control the worst outbreak of the contagious disease in 5 years. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
Okay, so we've got Pilbara Public Health Unit there. Hi, everyone. We're just trying to hook in MCDC and then we'll kick off.
In a conference room at the West Australian Health Department in Perth, Dr. Paul Armstrong chairs a statewide meeting to discuss the latest measles outbreak.
So we have a newly confirmed case today. So
Western Australia has had 51 measles cases this year, 27 confirmed in the past month alone.
Every moment that they're infectious, we check on where they've been.
Dr. Ben Scully is WA's head of Metropolitan Communicable Disease Control. For every confirmed case, health authorities will need to speak to at least 100 more people who may have been exposed.
We would be checking on, you know, what workplace they work in, what train they caught, what bus they caught, where they drove their car, who's in their house, who's visited the house, the pizza delivery person, really quite a degree of detail to try and capture every single person they've been in contact with.
Treatment is possible up to 72 hours after exposure, but health authorities say the best protection is always a vaccine.
Measles is one of the most infectious viruses we know. It's almost certain you'll get it if you're not immune and you're exposed to someone.
Professor Brendan Murphy is Australia's chief medical officer. The number of measles cases nationwide is now more than 230, a five-year high.
The problem is caused by this international trend, which in itself is probably related to some fall in vaccination rates and our continual need to keep vaccination up in this country.
It's why he keeps calling measles the canary in the coal mine.
It points out those areas of our community where there might be low uptake of childhood immunisation, because half of these 235 cases are in younger people, and some of those, it's because they've just not had the properly provided childhood immunisation.
WA's latest measles outbreak is believed to have started with a man visiting from New Zealand. And it's international travel that's also putting some Australians at risk. Busselton man Zach Charlesworth contracted the disease during a visit to Singapore in July. He became ill 12 days after he got home.
I started basically continually throwing up, couldn't even keep water down. Then my condition just got worse and they ended up having to transfer me to intensive care, and then I spent 5 days in isolation ward.
The 38-year-old had no idea he'd never been vaccinated. Now recovered, he's urging other Australians to check their records.
A small injection is so much better than what I went through in intensive care, just over a silly thing like measles that is totally preventable with a shot.
That's former measles patient Zach Charlesworth, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.